This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the courage method to deliver feedback you have been avoiding. A 7-step system for the feedback conversations you keep putting off. In short, this article explains the courage method, a 7-step framework from Say It Right Every Time designed to help you deliver feedback you've been avoiding with clarity and confidence. Collect your facts before the conversation, not during it. Act with conviction even when the other person pushes back. Explain your rationale to close the conversation with mutual understanding. Definition: the courage method feedback framework is a 7-step structured process for delivering high-stakes feedback with clarity and conviction. It guides you from preparation through delivery and reaction, ensuring you do not freeze, soften, or abandon the conversation when pressure rises. You have rehearsed it 100 times. You know exactly what you need to say. You have the examples, you have the timing, and you have told yourself that today is the day. Then the moment arrives, and something shifts. You say something vague, you soften the message, you leave the room thinking, "I almost said it," and the problem continues for another week, another month, or another year. That is not a character flaw. It is what happens when good intentions meet no structure under pressure. In Say It Right Every Time, I call it the rehearsal trap, the gap between knowing what to say and being able to say it when it counts. The courage method, introduced in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, was built to close that gap for the specific challenge of feedback you've been putting off. In this article, you will learn the full 7-step courage method and exactly how to apply it when the feedback stakes are highest. For related approaches, see how to give constructive feedback without causing tension, and how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback. Why structure matters more than you think when delivering feedback. Most people believe that giving feedback well is a matter of personality. You either have the confidence to say the hard thing, or you do not. That belief is wrong. The ability to deliver difficult feedback consistently comes from having a clear method to fall back on when the pressure builds. Without structure, people default to their worst habits in feedback conversations. When you have no preparation system, you walk into the conversation with half-formed thoughts and end up rambling, which gives the other person room to derail you before you make your point. When you have no framework for gauging the reaction, a defensive response catches you off guard, and you back down from feedback that was accurate and fair. When you skip the step of reviewing your own values before a hard conversation, the discomfort of the moment can make you doubt whether you even have the right to say what needs to be said. When you have no method for explaining your rationale, the conversation ends with the other person feeling judged rather than guided, and the relationship takes a hit it did not need to take. When you avoid feedback repeatedly because you have no structure to lean on, the cost accumulates eroded trust, dropped standards, and a team that senses you will not say the hard thing. The courage method gives you that structure. Use it until it becomes instinct. The courage method. What it is and where it comes from. The courage method is a 7-step framework I introduce in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time as a tool for making high-stakes decisions and delivering them with conviction. In the context of feedback, it gives you a complete system from gathering your thoughts before the conversation to closing the loop after the other person has reacted. Each letter stands for a stage. Together, they form a sequence that prevents the most common ways feedback conversations go wrong. Here is the full method, step by step. Step 1. Collect information. What it means. Before you say a word to the other person, gather your facts. Feedback without evidence is opinion. Opinion invites argument. Evidence invites reflection. Write down the specific incidents you're referring to, what happened, when it happened, and what the observable impact was. Do not rely on memory in the moment. Do not include rumors, assumptions, or things you heard secondhand. Example: in the past month, Marcus has missed 3 client follow-up deadlines, the 4th, the 12th, and the 19th. Each time, the client had to chase us first. What it is designed for. This step is the foundation. Without it, the conversation starts on unstable ground, and you lose confidence the moment the other person questions your examples. When to use it. Always. Every feedback conversation, regardless of how clear the issue seems in your mind, deserves written preparation. Step 2. Outline the options. What it means. Before you decide to have the conversation, consider the realistic options available to you. Doing nothing is one option. A private conversation is another. A formal process is a third. Knowing your options gives you choice, and choice gives you confidence. Example, I could ignore this pattern and hope it improves. I could have a private conversation now, or I could escalate to a formal performance review process. Given the pattern, a direct private conversation is the right next step. What it is designed for. This step prevents you from arriving at a conversation feeling trapped. When you know you chose this approach from real alternatives, you carry more conviction into the room when to use it. Particularly useful when the situation feels complex or when you are unsure whether feedback is warranted at all. It clarifies your thinking before you commit. Step 3. Understand the impact. What it means. Map out the consequences of both speaking up and staying silent. This is not about building a case against the person. It is about understanding why this feedback matters enough to deliver. Example, if I say nothing, clients continue to feel undervalued, the team picks up the slack, and Marcus gets no opportunity to correct a pattern that could cost him his role. If I speak up clearly, there is short-term discomfort and a real chance of genuine improvement. What it is designed for. This step is the antidote to avoidance. When the discomfort of speaking up feels large, the cost of staying silent often feels invisible. This step makes both costs visible. When to use it. Every time you feel tempted to delay the conversation again, it reconnects you to why the feedback matters. If you want to think more carefully about how to frame the impact of a behavior, the SBI method for feedback that actually changes behavior is a powerful companion tool for this step. Step 4. Review your values. What it means. Ask yourself a direct question before you walk into the room. What do I believe about this person, this situation, and my responsibility here? This step is about checking your intent. If you're carrying resentment, impatience, or a desire to punish, the conversation will go badly regardless of how good your structure is. Example. I believe Marcus is capable of better. I believe it is my responsibility to tell him clearly what is happening, because silence is not fair to him or the team. What it is designed for. This step keeps your feedback grounded in genuine concern rather than frustration. It is the difference between feedback that strengthens a working relationship and feedback that damages it. When to use it. Especially when you feel frustrated or when the situation has been building for some time. Check your intent before you check your notes. Step 5. Act with conviction. What it means. Deliver the feedback directly, clearly, and without excessive softening. This is the step where the conversation actually happens. Use plain language. State the behavior, the impact, and what needs to change. Do not bury the message in qualifications. Example, Marcus, I need to talk with you about the client follow-up deadlines. On 3 occasions this month, the deadline passed and the client had to contact us first. This is affecting our relationship with them. I need this to change, and I need your commitment that it will. What it is designed for. This is the core of the method. All the preparation in the world means nothing if you walk into the room and soften the message into meaninglessness. When not to skip it. Never. This is the step most people instinctively retreat from. The previous 4 steps exist to give you the confidence to deliver this one cleanly. For building the structure of what you actually say in this step, the SBI method applied to team feedback gives you a clear sentence-by-sentence template. Step 6. Gauge the reaction. What it means. After you deliver the feedback, stop talking and pay attention. Watch how the other person responds, their body language, their tone, their first words. Do not rush to fill the silence. Do not preemptively apologize for what you just said. Give them room to react. Example. Marcus goes quiet, then says, I didn't realize it was 3 times. You pause, then say, I understand. I want to make sure you have the full picture, because it matters. What it is designed for. This step prevents you from talking over the other person's reaction or withdrawing from the feedback the moment they show any discomfort. It is where you practice staying present, when not to use it. If the other person becomes genuinely distressed or the conversation escalates, you may need to pause and return to the conversation at a later time. Reading the moment clearly is part of gauging the reaction. For detailed guidance on staying grounded when a defensive reaction arrives, the core framework for managing defensive feedback responses is essential reading. Step 7. Explain your rationale. What it means. Once the other person has had a chance to respond, close the conversation by explaining clearly why this feedback matters. Not to justify yourself, but to give the person the context they need to act on what you have said. Example, the reason I'm raising this directly with you is that you are good at this job, and I believe you can correct this. I'm not here to put something on your record. I'm here because I want you to succeed, and this pattern needs to change for that to happen. What it is designed for. This step transforms feedback from a verdict into a conversation. It leaves the other person with clarity about intent, not just content. When to use it, always as your closing move. It is what separates feedback that creates defensiveness from feedback that creates commitment. For fuller treatment of how to position feedback so it strengthens team cohesion rather than breaking it, read How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy. The Full Courage Method in Practice. Here is the method applied from beginning to end in a single scenario. You manage a team member, Priya, who has been dismissive in team meetings, talking over colleagues, and cutting off ideas before they are fully formed. You have noticed it for 6 weeks. You have said nothing. Today, you use the method. You collect your notes for specific meetings, three specific colleagues interrupted, one instance where a junior team member stopped contributing for the rest of the session. You outline your options and decide a private conversation is appropriate before this becomes a formal issue. You understand the impact. Kreyer's pattern is suppressing the team's willingness to speak, which is costing you ideas and morale. You view your values, you respect Priya's work, and you believe this is correctable. You go in. You act with conviction. Priya, I want to talk with you about something I have observed in our team meetings. On four occasions in the past 6 weeks, you have cut across colleagues before they finished their point. Last Tuesday, it happened twice in 30 minutes, and I noticed one team member stopped contributing after the second time. This is affecting how safe people feel to speak up. I need this to change. You pause and gauge the reaction. Priya looks surprised, then defensive. I'm just trying to keep things moving. You hold steady. I understand the instinct, and the impact is still real. Finally, you explain your rationale. I'm telling you this because you're one of the strongest contributors on this team, and this one pattern is undermining your influence. I want you to be the person others feel energized by in a room, not guarded around. That is the method. Every step earns its place. How to choose the right feedback framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best framework. You have been avoiding a feedback conversation for weeks. Courage method. You need to describe a specific behavior and its impact quickly. SBVI method. The person reacts defensively and you need to stay composed. Core framework. You want to build empathy before delivering a hard message. Empathy bridge. You need to turn feedback into a development plan. Grow method. The feedback involves a recurring pattern, not a single incident. Courage method. You are giving peer feedback and need a neutral structure. SBVI method. In situations where more than one framework applies, the courage method is almost always the right starting point for avoided feedback. Use the SBVI structure inside step 5 to sharpen the actual words you deliver. Use the core framework if step 6 produces a strong defensive reaction. The GROW method for turning feedback into a synergy improvement plan is the natural next step after a courage conversation that goes well. It gives you and the other person a shared path forward. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Common mistakes when using the courage method. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you cite in a monotone. Skipping step 1 because the situation feels obvious. Memory is unreliable under pressure, and I know what happened is not the same as having clear, specific examples written down. Collect your facts regardless of how clear the situation seems. Using step 2 to talk yourself out of the conversation. Outlining your options is designed to confirm your choice, not to give you an excuse to pick do nothing again. If you catch yourself using this step to delay, name it honestly, softening step 5 until the message disappears. Acting with conviction does not mean being harsh. It means being clear. I have noticed some things that might be worth looking at is not feedback. It is noise. Abandoning the method the moment the person pushes back. Step 6 exists precisely because reactions are uncomfortable. Staying present through a difficult reaction is not aggression. It is respect. You're telling the other person their behavior is worth addressing, Skipping step 7 because you're relieved the hard part is over. The rational step is what the other person carries out of the room. Without it, they leave with the feedback but not the context. Context is what turns a hard conversation into a useful one. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using the courage method today? Do not try to master all 7 steps at once. Start with the one you skip most often. Number 1. Identify the conversation you've been avoiding most. Write it down. Give it a name. Then work through steps 1 and 2 tonight, before you sleep. You do not have to have the conversation tomorrow, but collecting the facts and outlining your options will make the conversation feel possible instead of impossible. Number 2. Practice step 5 out loud before you go in. The words you use in the actual conversation matter more than any amount of internal rehearsal. Say the feedback out loud in an empty room. Listen to how it sounds. Adjust for clarity, not for comfort. Number 3. Debrief after every feedback conversation you have. Ask yourself, which step did I handle well, and which step did I rush or skip? Over time, your weak steps will strengthen and the method will become second nature. Number 4. Use the method for one avoided conversation per month for 3 months. You do not need to overhaul your entire approach to feedback overnight. 3 structured conversations will teach you more about your own patterns than any amount of reading. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The Courage Method feedback process gives you a 7-step system that works before, during, and after the conversation itself. Preparation is not optional. Collecting your facts and reviewing your values before you speak is what makes the delivery clean. Acting with conviction does not mean being unkind. It means being clear enough that the other person knows exactly what needs to change. Gauging the reaction is a skill you have to practice. Staying present when someone pushes back is the difference between a conversation that lands and one that gets abandoned. Every step in the method earns its place. If you're tempted to skip one, that is usually the step you need most. Avoidance has a cost. It compounds quietly, and by the time it becomes visible, the damage is harder to repair. For the full context behind this method and the principles that underpin it, Chapter 7 of SAPE Right Every Time covers the framework in depth alongside the leadership communication principles that support it. For your next step after a successful feedback conversation, explore how to use the GROW method to turn feedback into a development plan. The feedback you have been avoiding will not resolve itself. It only waits. Frequently asked questions. What is the Courage Method Feedback Framework? The Courage Method Feedback Framework is a 7-step system for delivering difficult feedback with structure and confidence. Each letter stands for a stage. Collect, outline, understand, review, act, gauge, and explain. It is designed for high-stakes feedback conversations that people tend to avoid. How do you use the Courage Method to give difficult feedback? Work through each step in sequence before and during the conversation. Collect your facts, outline your options, understand the potential impact, review your values, act with conviction, aid the reaction, then explain your rationale. The structure prevents you from freezing or drifting under pressure. When should you use the Courage Method for feedback? Use it when you've been avoiding a conversation because the stakes feel high or the relationship feels fragile. It works best for repeated issues, performance problems, or behavior patterns that affect the team. It is not designed for brief, spontaneous positive feedback. How is the Courage Method different from the SBI method? The SBI method focuses on describing a specific situation, behavior, and impact in a single structured statement. The Courage Method is a fuller decision and delivery process that prepares you before the conversation and guides you through the reaction. They work well together. Can the Courage Method be used for peer feedback, not just manager feedback? Yes, the method works in any direction, manager to direct report, peer to peer, or even upward. The steps help you clarify your thinking and deliver feedback clearly regardless of the power dynamic. Adjust your tone to match the relationship, but keep the structure intact. What if the person reacts defensively when you use the Courage Method? The G step, gauge the reaction, is built for exactly this moment. Pause, name what you are observing, and give the person space to respond before you continue. If the conversation breaks down, you can also use the core framework to stay grounded when defensiveness spikes. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.